Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, I wanted to say this, that we were planning on going to Haiti for a Next Step Outback Haiti father and son camping trip there. We're going to go to the Father's Hand Orphanage that was there November the 1st through the 10th of 2010, and we were all preparing to go there. And the Lord just spoke to us very specifically and told us in detail that we weren't supposed to go there. And that was exactly when that there was a cholera outbreak in Haiti. And they're finding out, there's this documentary that's out right now. It's called A Baseball in the Time of Cholera. And it's about a young boy who's in Haiti. And I'm going to just play for you the trailer to it. And we have it available on the VFN TV blog. You got to see this. That Haiti, what happened was that that they've never had a cholera outbreak ever. They've had malaria and other things, but they never had a cholera outbreak. Well, the United Nations came in, which are basically people from around the world who volunteered to be a part of the United Nations. And they dumped their sewage in their drinking water. So the Haitian people drank that sewage in their water. And this huge cholera outbreak. You got to see this. And then the United Nations is not even owning up to this. And they've suffered great loss. And I want you to hear this, because this young boy, in the process, lost his mother to cholera. Why they were actually filming this. Just 2 minutes. You got to hear this. Here it is right here.
My name is Joseph Alvins. I am from Haiti. I love baseball.
The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Haiti passed 200 tonight, and thousands more are sick.
The Red Cross and other humanitarian agencies are rushing doctors, medical supplies and clean water to the region affected, an area north of the capital, Port-au-Prince.
A lawsuit's been filed on behalf of more than 5,000 Haitians against the United Nations over the cholera outbreak. It's widely believed the cholera was brought to Haiti by the UN peacekeeping force.
This outbreak is likely to get much larger.
We will fight for the right of poor people, fight for the right, fight to change this unjust system. I'm not afraid.
Got to see this. It's just so tragic to see what took place. It's a 30-minute documentary movie, being able to explain. The reason why it's called Baseball in the Time of Cholera is the young boy, he loves baseball. And in the midst of all this great loss and great tragedy, they're filming his life and filming his mother, who's making jewelry to be able to provide for the family, his brothers, his father. And their cooking facilities, because the hurricane, the earthquake already hit them already, and they're cooking on just a makeshift 6-inch off the ground grill. Mm-hmm. Their bathroom is just open to everything, but it has like maybe a 4-foot kind of makeshift wall around it, and he's even in the midst of all that, he has this joy in his heart, and they take him to America to be able to show him the baseball and different things are going on. But while he was there, he gets a phone call from his father, and his healthy young mother dies of cholera. And the United Nations poured their sewage. They have a video of them dumping their sewage, like the Boyette trucks that pick up all that sewage. It was one of those trucks that was just pouring into their rivers, the people that are supposed to come to help them. Mm-hmm. And we need to pray for Haiti. We need to pray for the justice in this situation. But there's tragic, tragic losses. And so you can actually see this and connect to it's called UN, United Nations Denies. You can find out about it on the VFN TV blog. It has all their websites on how to get to them, how to be a part of that. It's about a 30-minute documentary movie, which it just helps you connect. Sometimes you just got to see somebody's life to understand they're just like you, and that you got to be there in your heart and praying for them, and maybe got to lay on your heart to participate in some way. Also, there is a Globe missionary that's on there. They're linked to their website on the VFN TV blog that, you know, if you want to connect with them and participate, they're on there as well. And it's the Globe missionaries website that's there. It's Ron and Karen Cockerham that they're there, and maybe you want to connect to them or other missionaries there to be able to help the people right there. It is on the VFN TV blog. It's called UN Deny. It's the movie how cholera spread throughout Korea or Haiti there. And I believe your heart's going to be moved with compassion, and we need to do something about it. We need to pray for the people of Haiti. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.